From NPR News, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. The music we're playing now was created on a computer, a Macintosh, using a program called GarageBand. No surprise, perhaps, in this age of special effects, but GarageBand costs $49. It's rapidly becoming the latest high-tech living room craze, mostly because it makes it easy for even the most musically challenged among us to make tunes that, well, sound like real music. We wanted to find a professional musician and composer who would try out GarageBand for us, and we got a volunteer. He's David Was, one of the Wuzzes from the group Was Not Was. That's the 1980s dance music group, wasn't it? I couldn't resist. Here's Mr. Was's review of the program that's changing the way we think about music.
Somebody at Apple Computer must have a taste for irony and understatement, naming their new music recording program GarageBand, a quaint analog age metaphor for software that's decidedly 21st century. Like iMovie before it, GarageBand is meant to enfranchise Joe Anybody's creative urges, turning ordinary folks into desktop Fellinis and point-and-click Gershwins. GarageBand is part of a continuing effort on Apple's behalf to corner the music-making market. They recently purchased a German company called eMagic, well known to professional musicians for the program Logic, a powerful digital recording platform with a Himalayan learning curve. By contrast, GarageBand could be used successfully by even less than gifted baboons, ones capable of clicking and dragging pre-recorded music loops into a track, all of which fit snugly together like Lego pieces no matter what key or tempo they were in when originally recorded. In the old days, if you wanted to use these so-called samples to make music with, you had to stretch them into shape, cut them into bite-sized bits, and burn up an entire afternoon in the process. It might be easier to actually learn to play an instrument. Heaven forfend, as I recently heard Alex Chadwick say. Today, a somewhat determined higher primate like you or even me could cut an entire album in the very same afternoon. The process goes something like this. First, select a tempo. Do you want a brisk disco feel at 125 beats per minute, or something you can rap over? Hip-hop generally clicks in at about 90 beats per minute, or BPMs, as the DJs say. Next, select a key from C to B flat, major or minor depending on your mood or medication, and then a time signature. 4/4 is the usual pop template, but if you're feeling a little polka-ish, make it 3/4 time. GarageBand has no cultural bias. Now you're ready to rock. I would be remiss if I didn't take a moment to sing a brief lament for the legions of musicians and composers who will be put out of business by GarageBand and programs like it. Time was when you needed a beat, boys, you called a drummer, booked a studio, set up 7 microphones, and made out a couple of hefty checks afterwards. Well, at least the Sierra Club can breathe a sigh of relief. A lovely stand of spruce trees somewhere will be spared the indignity of being turned into drumsticks. Here's a fairly authentic-sounding Delta Blues workout, and I was actually feeling rather buoyant when I composed it. The harmonica is fake, the bass a chopped-up disco figure, and the guitar, well, I actually put plectrum to strings and played that. That's why I get the big money, that extra effort. Except for the occasional analog guitar licks I played, this music is made of loops that Apple kindly provides, which you can use whole or chop into a fine dice depending on your needs. So far, I haven't burned a calorie, merely moved the mouse a few inches at a time. But GarageBand also lets you plug a guitar or microphone directly into your Mac, where you can breathe a little live music into the digitally correct ditty you've so far created. Hail the code-writing heroes who thunk up that non-destructive editing deal. Would that I had an undo button for my own life, but that might be a hardware problem. I'm not qualified to say rightly. But anyway, here's my GarageBand tune. Well, you can cook, clean, answer all your phone calls, make a little music while you're talking to your in-laws. You don't need to play an instrument. All you need's a mouse. Isn't it magnificent? Thank you. You just wrote a symphony, so give yourself a hand. Props to the program they call GarageBand. GarageBand. Well, there it is in all its glory. Drenched in echo and digital delay, just like the pro engineers do to make the production sound expensive. GarageBand is cheap, easy to use, and you can make music faster than you can download it. Now that's progress.
Musician and composer David Was. You can hear some of his GarageBand compositions by visiting our website. Just look for Day to Day in the pull-down menu at npr.org.